One of the messages I'm trying to get out to growers, and a lot of my colleagues are as well, is the threat or the reality of El Nino this year.
Dr. Kimwright says that this super El Nino is a warming of Pacific waters off the equator, and it can have drastic effects on the climate.
And what we expect with this super El Nino, which they're calling it, probably of the likes we've not seen since the mid-1980s, is a wetter late fall and a wetter winter, and maybe cooler as well. And so the message to growers is, if you have trouble getting into the field, beginning in late October and continuing through March because of wet fields, what are some of the conditions or what are some of the things you'd like to plan for? Certainly, we don't want to delay harvest of our cotton and peanuts if we can help it. If we're going to use fumigants, we may want to put fumigants out before the winter time in order to make sure they're in place. If we might not be able to plant corn as early as we would, what kind of varieties would we want to do? So those are the factors. My biggest concern with El Nino is that it could inhibit growers from putting out the nematicides, ones like Telone 2, in a timely manner. They need to be prepared for doing that.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Brianna Bullard.